From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Construction of new homes has risen unexpectedly, housing starts reaching their highest level last month since the government's tax credit for home buyers ended last spring. NPR's Dave Mattingly says the rise was fueled by a sharp jump in construction of single-family homes.
New home construction rose 0.3% in September. That's the sharpest increase since April. Compared to the same month a year ago, housing starts were up more than 4%. The Commerce Department says single-family home construction drove the increase. Starts on apartments and condominiums were down nearly 10%. Another sign of weakness for the industry, new building permits dropped nearly 6% in September. Analysts say there is still a large number of unsold homes across the U.S., and foreclosures remain a problem. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's largest bank, Bank of America, says it's set to begin resubmitting paperwork for foreclosures in 23 states. That move represents a partial lifting of the nationwide freeze on foreclosures announced by the bank less than 2 weeks ago. Bank of America spokesman Dan Fromm.
We've completed the review in those states, and we are beginning to prepare the foreclosure affidavits again, and we will resubmit them into the courts for judgment.
But it's not clear whether the courts will accept those new documents. Some judges have been saying they're thinking about tossing out entire cases and forcing lenders to go back to square one in the foreclosure process. Young demonstrators have been clashing with police in France today. Part of the escalating protest over the government's plans to raise the retirement age to 62. This is the sixth day of widening strikes in France, and Anita Elash reports gas shortages are squeezing the French economy.
All 12 oil refineries in France are closed because of strikes. At least a quarter of supermarket service stations have shut down. Truckers say they're also running short of fuel. More than a third of the stations reserved for them are dry. That means some companies have been forced to stop making deliveries. The National Truckers Association says that if the situation continues, all deliveries might have to stop. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
A federal judge in California is expected to rule today on the federal government's request that she delay her order halting the Pentagon from enforcing its ban on gays serving openly in the military. U.S. District Court Judge Virginia Phillips has indicated she's leaning toward denying the Justice Department request. Quarterly earnings reports that were not up to analyst expectations are putting downward pressure on stock prices today. Also, Apple and IBM, while topping forecasts, both said profitability is sagging for some key business lines. So at this hour on Wall Street, the Dow is down 153 points. The Nasdaq Composite is off 50 points. This is NPR News. Security forces in Guinea are patrolling the streets of the capital after violent demonstrations ahead of a much-delayed presidential runoff election set for next weekend. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports the country's caretaker prime minister says he wants order restored.
Guinea's prime minister, Jean-Marie Doré, says the security forces must enforce order by any means, as he put it, and blamed demonstrators for trying to derail the democratic process. More violence overnight followed clashes on Monday between the police and supporters of the presidential frontrunner, Sellou Dalein Diallo. The latest discord is over the makeup of Guinea's Electoral Commission. It's threatening to lead to yet another postponement of the long-delayed presidential runoff after a first round in June. The election was supposed to end political instability and usher in a new era of democracy in mineral-rich yet impoverished Guinea. Instead, the vote is dividing the West African nation. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A brazen attack on the parliament complex in the capital of Russia's volatile Chechnya region has left at least 3 people dead and 17 others injured. One of the victims was a parliamentary official. Police say the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a blast at the gates of the complex. Then other gunmen raced in and opened fire. A new wave of killings in Pakistan's largest city has left at least 5 people dead today. That brings the number of people gunned down in Karachi to 37 in just the past 4 days. The violence coincides with an election to replace an assassinated lawmaker. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support